Restoring My Soul, Friday the 10th of April, Believing is Discipleship. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul explained that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Gospels that are ignorant of or fail to acknowledge the need for a person to be born of God's divine nature and to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit through discipleship give rise to a form of believism that can impede a hearer's entry into the kingdom of God. Christ himself is addressing this alternative to the gospel of sonship that persists in the church. The first point to note is that believing is not our agreement with or even appreciation of the word, nor is it just a personal acknowledgement or declaration that Jesus is the Son of God or that God is one. Believing is not only our personal relationship with Jesus, as important as this is to salvation. In fact, it is a deceived and damnable error to set our claim of personal relationship with Christ over or separate from being built on him with others as part of the temple of his body. A person who truly knows Christ loves his word and the fellowship from which it proceeds. They will desire to be built on Christ, the rock, as they let go of relational offences which are the evidence of their disobedience to the preceding word. The Apostle John was patently clear that believing is discipleship. He said, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God." Equally fundamental is the reality that believing in Jesus is demonstrated by obedience to his word. This is the expression of a person who is spiritual and who is entering the rest that belongs to obtaining their eternal inheritance as a son of God and as a member of the body of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 10 verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 8, and 1 John chapter 4 verse 15. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.